You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the last Daily Digest of the year. Ordinarily, maybe we'd have been doing some rounding up, doing the year in history and so on and so forth. But this end of year caught us so, came on so fast. And there's so much activity, we haven't had time to do that. Besides, there's a hot story that is going on that, you know, is going to be the basis of our program for today. Now, all of you remember a journalist called Babajide Guerrero. He's a sports presenter and a journalist, and he had some problems with the Lagos State Task Force. You know, he claimed that they took some money from him. Well, he called me yesterday and said that there was a development. He said that the issue had been resolved somewhat. And so we said, okay, because this concerns... most people fall victim to this, you know, the rush, you ask for this and ask for that. We'll take his story. And then we'll also, on the second half of the program, we'll be speaking to the chairman of the task force himself, CSP Jeje Loye. He has kindly obliged to talk to us so that we can have a well-rounded discussion, and as you know, so that we can all listen in and know the do's and don'ts and what to do should we find ourselves with this problem. Do I have him on the line? Morning, Jide. Hello. Baba Jide, good morning. It's not Sanwo-Olu, it's Guerrero. Hello? Morning. We lost him. Okay, let's try him again, okay? So we'll keep trying to see if we can get him because it's definitely on standby. Okay, try the number again. So we'll try and get Jide to give us his account and then also see if we can talk to the CSP. Somewhere in between the program, we will take your calls. And as usual, we just observe the usual rules. This will be the last Daily Digest of the year, and because by the time it's the second end, so I'm going on vacation from today, and I'll be away for 1 week. I'm going on vacation, we'll be away for 1 week. We all need, you see, you must always listen to your body, you know, you all need at some point, when your body needs rest, you better give it. Must. And I also want to dedicate this program. I lost a friend. I just got to know before I came on air. Dapo Macaulay, we used to call him Mako. He was my classmate in the Methodist Boys High School. I just got information that he passed. This year has been full of all kinds of tragedies, but when you get to my age, these things do happen. And may his soul rest in peace. Is he on? He's not. You can't get him. Okay, can I use my phone? Okay, let me see. Let's try and see if we can use my phone and we loan your mic. Okay. That's it. I hope... Oh, we don't want season's greetings. Just pick the call. Has he picked it? Hello, Jide. Jide, morning. Morning, yeah. Let me tune that. You're live on air now. We can't get it. We can't get your number with our studio line, but we can hear you from here. Hello, Jide.
A very good morning to you, sir.
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. Trust you. Journalists will always find a way through that. Okay, so very quickly. So what really did happen? Remember, we don't have time, so you have to be a bit brief. What happened?
Yes, sir. So I was on my way to work on December 19th. I was... as approaching the Jibowu Bridge, just as I was approaching Yaba, so underneath the bridge will take you to University of Lagos. If you go further down the bridge, will take you to Yaba. You know, so I was on my way to just navigating into Edmond Crescent, Edmond Street, and then you know those tiny cabs that they just, you know, brought into Lagos now, Suzuki cabs, So like three of them just came in front of me, you know, which is normal in Lagos. That's where everybody drives, right? So at that time, the gentlemen of the tax force from Lagos were in a commercial vehicle, which is not even supposed to be, you know. So they stopped, and then they asked that those guys that are wrong, they wanted to arrest them. So they told me that was on my right lane, which is the normal lane. They told me to reverse because one of the cars had already gone in front of me. And you know how driving is. For you to overtake completely, you have to have the first part of your car in front and then the other joins, right? And then I was told to reverse so that, the guy doesn't bash my car or hit my car while reversing, while he will be reversing. So while I was reversing, the officer that led the team, whose name happened to be Adeyemi, brought out his phone to record me while I was reversing. Meanwhile, he was the one who told me to reverse so that they can arrest the culprit. Yeah, so when he told me to reverse, and I was trying to obey so that I can reverse and go my own way, that's when he caught me reversing. Then he now told his boys, Oya Emu in Yoruba, meaning arrest him, meaning he's part of them. Emu, I was like, Emu what? Like, arrest me how? You told me to reverse. You were the one who said you wanted to arrest your corporate, which was wrong. When we were now in the commercial vehicle, because they took me, they didn't allow me to take my car. You know, they just told me to just take my belongings in the car. I wasn't wearing my shirt then. They said, take your shirt, take your belongings, take your purse, take your phones. This guy is going to
arrest me. What do you mean you were not wearing your shirt? Were you naked or you were stupid?
No. I was wearing a t-shirt. You know how we...
I know.
When you're in a hurry in the morning,
I know.
One small t-shirt.
I know.
That's what I did. So take your shirt, take your phone, take your purse, and I had to immediately do all of that. This guy is going to Alausa. Alausa how? From Edmund Street to Alausa, I was going to Ikate for a recording. Who does this? The next thing I knew, I was in a commercial vehicle already. I was begging them, literally begging them, telling them I am innocent. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't even mention I was a journalist or presenter or anything. I just said, you know what? Let's just get this done and over and sorted with. And they were telling me, you're going to Alausa. So they drove my car, you know, they drove my car into a compound in Alausa. That's where the compound is. Compound filled with a lot of cars, a lot of car keys, mostly illegal, I'm sure, I can tell you. Mm-hmm. So they parked the cars there. People like me that they caught. Uncle Jimmy, the most interesting thing is the fact that the guys in that bus, the bus I was in, the civilians, the guys that they arrested in the Suzuki, was telling them that this Oga is innocent. Now we park in front of him. This, we can leave this man, they go, this Oga, but they turned deaf ears, right? And you know, when we got to the place, it was not only me, we were as early, that was like 8:05 in the morning. We got there at about 2:09. I left there at about 2:07 in the evening, having paid a total of 100,000 naira. I paid 50,000 naira to an officer, thinking I was going to help me. You have to pay in cash, Uncle Jimmy. You can't
really.
You can't pay in transfer because we transfer brings their names, right?
Yes.
So yeah, automatically you pay in cash because it's untraceable. So I paid to an officer, and when I paid to an officer, he said, okay, they come. Next thing, he went into the next bus and he left. They went to do another raid. He didn't come back. That's when I knew that I was even duped now, you know, by an officer, you know.
Oh, man.
And then later, later, uncle, another guy came in. You know how places like that are, they have people who are not police officers, but they work with them.
Yes.
You know, so the guy came and approached other people. We were plenty. Is that entire ShopRite stretch? That ShopRite stretch, Uncle, opposite it is where their office is. So they'll put you under that tree. When they arrest you, they tell you to either go under the tree or go to Oshodi. Oshodi is where the office is, that arena place across the road in Bolade. You know, that's where the office is, arena. You know, but the places where the cars are parked, you know, that's the BRT place. And then I reached out on Twitter, you know, I just went on Twitter a day after that day. I wrote out my stuff, tagged everybody that I need to be tagged, and then the news was everywhere. And then the next thing I knew, I got a call from the chairman of the Lagos State Tax Force, who, I mean, is a very, very gentleman. He sounded intelligent on the phone. So I honored him by invitation. I wanted to go with lawyers, you know, but one person told me it's an invitation.
Yeah.
You know, honor the invitation. Yeah, it's not an interrogation. You didn't commit any crime.
Just, wait a minute. You left with your car that day eventually?
Yes, I did, after paying.
Paying because how much? What's the total amount you paid?
I paid 100,000.
Okay. So you want to see the chairman? Yes.
Yes, I went to see the chairman a couple of days ago. He invited me after the festivities. I remember when I paid the first 50K to the officer who eloped with my money, another 50K to this gentleman. Let me call his name, Dennis. That's not his name. Right. So Dennis helped me, and then he took me to Oshodi, you know, where they have a particular shop. You know, for you that you can't go inside the compound in Bolade because they're not going to allow you. There are people who come to you and tell you, waiting for your crime, waiting you do. Mm-hmm. So they will go in and they'll bring you a paper, Uncle Jimmy. A paper is all they give you, a stapled paper of the name of your car, signature of somebody, and the date that your car came in. And then you take that paper, you take it back to Alausa. Yes, when you take it back to Alausa, that's where your car is, right? You are from Oshodi, you go to Alausa, and then they register your car. There's a ledger, Uncle Jimmy, of at least over 10 higher educations. Over 10 higher educations of cars, vehicles, you know, keys that have been logged in into books like that. When you come, when you tender that paper that you paid money for, you know, they take that paper, they squeeze it, they mark your car out, and then they take you to a Keke Marua place that has your keys. Uncle Jimmy, I saw over 2,000-3,000 keys of cars, of people that have, the cars that are parked there. It's a big, huge compound, Uncle Jimmy. It's a big, big compound filled with so many cars of various classes. So they will tell you to pick your key. You know, I couldn't take pictures or make videos because they were there with me, they were watching, they were looking at me. You know, but the memories I took from that day would live in my head for life. And then thankfully the chairman invited me over, and then we had a conversation in his office. Very warm gentleman, very sound. He was in the company of the PRO as well. You know, the PRO was actually telling me that why didn't I come straight to him? And I'm like, sir, you people make it look as if it's that easy. Accessing you people is very difficult. Because if you come and tell them you want to see the PRO, they'll tell you why. Who are you here for? Who are you? What do you want to do? And ask you so many questions.
And besides, you know, some members of it shouldn't be, this thing should be process driven. You shouldn't use your privilege as a journalist to now go and see the PRO and you are sorted out, you know. So exactly. What was the settlement? Where is your 100K now?
Well, Uncle, they said they will look out to, you know, give it to me. They will set up something. And I hope they will. I think they will, right? I hope they will, and I think they will.
Wait a minute. Have they identified the two people who took money from you?
Yes. They have immediately identified, thankfully, to the CSP. When we opened, when I showed him the pictures, you know, it was published in the Punch. You know, he even said he knows one of those officers personally. He said he knows that Mumaru Juele in Inwagba, meaning I see his face in the neighborhood, in the complex here. So,
has it been difficult to ask him to please return your money to you? I mean, has he been arrested?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, so he has been arrested. So, they called for his immediate arrest immediately. And then he gave his line, I don't know what they call it in police hierarchy, the guy's immediate boss, he gave him a direct query. Because he had already given them, the CSP had already given them a strict rule that on no occasion should the Nigerian police task force use commercial vehicles to do any form of operation. So already they are already illegal, for even stepping out in a commercial vehicle. That's already a fault with him because he had told them strictly not to allow that. So he gave them... He gave the boss an immediate query, and then he called for the immediate arrest. He sent out boys in front of me to go bring that guy. That wherever he is, they should come to the office and put him behind bars.
Okay, so you still haven't gotten your money.
Yes, but I think I will. I think he will refund. He's a gentleman. In fact, I'm having an event I'm hosting and I'm going to meet him there. So I think after the old festivities in January, I think we will, you know, I think you, I think
okay.
He will.
Are you going to be seeking legal redress?
Say that again, Uncle.
Are you going to go to court? Are you going to be seeking legal
redress? No, Uncle. I think I told him straight up, face to face, that Adibin, he tried to manipulate the information. I told him straight that Adibin, he had tried manipulating, he had spoken to me in a condescending manner, like he's doing me some favor. I'm going to hit him with a lawsuit. You know, but no, Uncle, he handled it professionally. You know, and for that, I felt Okay, so we have people who have sense, who have common sense in some places.
So you are going into the new year with less 100K in your pocket. I mean, did he loan you the 100K pending when he will get it back from those people? For the record.
Yes, for the record.
He loaned you the 100K.
Yes, he did, for the record. He said GD Momaria, and indeed he saw me. So I'm having a feeling that he's gonna get his 100K back some way, somehow. Right.
But that says a lot, you know.
Say that again, uncle.
That says a lot. It rings a bell in my head. But okay, look, thank you very much. I think your story is quite clear. On the other side of the program, we'll be talking to the gentleman himself. I'm glad your money is intact, because that's why you can be talking and, you know, you see bubbling. Was there any interest added to it, for the record? Get one CEO. Don't let somebody come and say no.
No, because interest, Uncle Mole, powerful. You know, but I think for all his worth, my Uncle Jimmy, I think for all his worth, people like Officer Adeyemi, who, by the way, is faceless. I didn't mention that. Yeah, he's faceless, because what the CSP did, sir, was, you know, he brought all the Adeyemis in his ranks. He brought them to the office so that I can identify.
Could you identify him?
Now, but the truth, Uncle, is that the Adeyemi that arrested me was not there. So automatically, he was not even supposed to be. He's one of the subs.
How are you sure that he's not a fake policeman?
Say that again, Uncle. I didn't hear that.
Was he in uniform?
Yes, he was in uniform. He was in the task force uniform.
But they said that
he was in task force and he was covered. You know, when they are in that, their uniform with their armor thing on their head.
Yes.
You know, he was covered and stuff. Yeah, so they covered the name badge. But the other guys who arrested, who was helping him, saying, Adeyemi Lumuo, meaning Adeyemi arrested him.
Okay.
You know, Adeyemi arrested him. Adeyemi was the one who arrested him.
All right.
See Adeyemi.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Uncle.
By the way, you bear the same first name with the governor. Have a happy new year. On the other side, we'll be talking to the gentleman policeman, and then I leave you, the public, to decide what you think has gone on here. We'll soon take a short break, but I think I can take one or two calls. Can I?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, yes, okay, let's take one or two calls. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning. Hello. Morning. Morning.
Hello,
morning.
Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, that gentleman, my name is Yemi Akinleye.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. In fact, twice within the last 3 years. Okay. The first time it was my wife that was arrested on that, what's it called?
How much did you part with?
For this one that was done about 2 months ago, it was 52,000 naira, sir.
Was it paid to government or was it paid
government, to government? Uncle Jimmy, need we?
I'm just asking now.
We have to cross to where the fire service is to go and pick it up from a POS and give it to them.
I see. Okay.
And they were telling us that we park on obstruction. Obstruction in Oniru, where the beaches are.
Okay. Let's pick that call there. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello?
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
I listened to your... Frank calling from Jakarta. So I listened to the guy, the journalist that just spoke. Uncle Jimmy, the journalist knows what is happening. Like, he has witnessed it. A caller called and said he had a similar experience about two months ago. You know what is happening. I in Jakarta know what's happening. The police that wants to speak knows what's happening. We all know what is happening. Like... Even though the journalist tried to call the guy a nice guy, he knows what is happening. When I was in Nigeria, I've experienced it before. We all know what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want... What I'm trying to say is the policeman, the boss in charge, cannot come on air now and tell us, oh, these are rogue cops.
Make it talk first now.
No, no.
Before he talks,
he can't deny that he does not know. All right.
Hello. Remember when he comes, remember there's all the issue of him returning the guy's money and says he will collect his money later. That rings a bell in me. Okay, I think I can take just about one more. Hello? One more. Hello, morning. 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 Morning.
Morning, sir.
Good to be. Yes. I've always said call from a quiet background. You're probably sitting in front of a fan or you're there on top of Kada. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello?
Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Quickly, run out of time.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, go on, please, just go on.
Hello?
Go on, I can hear you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. Ah, we lost that one. Hello, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
I thought they did.
Sorry?
Hello, this is Spirit Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Are they back? They disbanded this task force some more.
I honestly don't know. I'll ask the gentleman. Oh, okay, we're having problems with telecoms. Please, when you call, try and call from a quiet place. Don't use speaker, okay? Don't use speaker. And don't call from a building that is tiled all the way up, like a kitchen or a toilet or something. We always get some feedback from there. Can I take one more call? I can't. Okay, so we'll take a short break. When I come back, we'll speak to the CSP. Yeah, welcome back to the Daily Digest, and let's get through this. We spoke initially to Mr. Guerrero, who was a journalist. So, you know, 100K was taken from him by some members of the task force. The chairman has kindly given him his money back, even though he didn't get it from the culprits. But I think must have gotten it from his personal account. We have the CSP on the line now. CSP Jejeloye. Morning, Oga. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Good morning, sir. Compliment of the system.
Same to you. I'm sure you must have listened to the story of Mr. Guerrero. And can you tell us how far your investigations have gone in this particular case? Have you been able to arrest the culprits?
Good morning once again. So I'm very familiar with the case of Mr. Guerrero.
Yes.
Of course. For the first time, I saw it on the pages of newspaper Punch precisely.
Yes.
And when the matter came up, I had to look out for his phone number, because I don't want a situation whereby I will start defending what I do not know about.
Yes.
You know, through debunking what I read in the newspaper. So the first thing I did was to look for his phone number, because he alleged that some people collected money from him, and he mentioned their names.
Yes.
So before I even reach out to him, I called those people, and they said, we do not know this man. We do not collect money from this man. So I put a call across to him, and I invited him to my office that he should please come forward. Let us sit down together and see how we are going to put a stop. Because what happened to him must have happened to some people in the past.
Exactly.
So, and it will not just trash it out. You know, it will continue to happen like that. So he came to my office, and when he came in, we were about six in that meeting. And I asked him, do you know anybody in this, you know, office? He said, no. Those people too. I said, do you know this gentleman? They said, we don't know him. I now told Mr. Guerrero that the two people in front of you are the people that you mentioned their name and their team.
Yes.
He said he didn't know them. But the person that actually came to him that said his name is Adeyemi and is the team leader is not among those people. I said, okay, this is Adeyemi. This is another Adeola. They are both in that team, and they are all superior police officers. And this person, I think, was talking about should be an inspector. So there and then, I called one of my officers to fish out. As a matter of fact, that was the first time I brought out the picture from my phone, because I have it. And we identified those guys. We have carried out normal disciplinary, you know, actions on them.
What?
And it is ongoing.
What are the disciplinary actions you've carried out on them?
The disciplinary action, you know, there is a way it works in the force. because it's not my father's work and whatever. And this case especially is in the public domain. And when an officer commits like that, judges, I will reprimand them, which is a disciplinary measure of.
Don't you think that a criminal case of extortion is what we are looking at? Because there's disciplinary action and then there's the law. They are two separate things. Aren't we looking at a case of extortion here? Because so there's a disciplinary one in the force, but what about the law? Would the law not take its course in this?
I am not going to decide on that. I have deported them. They will be tried. I will not even be the one to try them. They will be forwarded. They will be sent to the police headquarters. Because in the law, they say you cannot be a judge in your own case. So if I decide to sit on the case, understand. Are you with me, sir?
I'm not going anywhere.
And I'm sending a signal to the commissioner of police.
Yes.
And this is what happened. And they will now assign somebody. That is the provost marshal of the state command.
Yes.
I will take it up from there.
Fair enough. So you've done your own part.
It will not be an immediate. I think the guy was detained. Then last night he was released. Then we have sent a signal to command. We will now move him to command for the room
because I don't have time, sir. It looks as if I might be rushing you, but we don't have time here. Mr. Guerrero, I understand all that. Mr. Guerrero said you were kind enough to replace the money that was taken from him. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Mr. Guerrero said that
the man cannot suffer double jeopardy.
Fair enough. You've done a noble.
Hold on, sir. Last question. Let me answer you now.
Okay.
If a gentleman went about his, day to day
lawful duty,
and he was being accosted, even though probably he had actually committed an offense, we are not even establishing that because we need to really get the fact, extract the fact from those men that perpetrated that act. But one person collected money from him, another person collected money from him. You said there were two that collected 50,000 naira from him. I said, okay, this is double jeopardy. Your day was rubbish throughout that day. Eventually, the place he paid the money is not within the premises of task force. It's another building entirely. I now told somebody to follow him to that place so that I will track down everybody that is transacting in that place outside task force office.
No, sir.
The way it was written in Punch newspaper was like, so I now said you will not suffer double jeopardy.
Oh, okay, fair enough, sir. No, I'm going
to you.
Also, the question I want to ask is, the money that you gave to him, was it from your personal pocket or from your office?
Where is the money from my office? It's from my own personal pocket. Because means of getting his number.
It was a kind gesture. It was a kind gesture to ameliorate his suffering. So you paid him from your personal pocket.
Is there any effort? If at the end of the investigation.
Yes.
If at the end of the investigation, those people, it was properly established that they collected the money from me, I will tell them they will see it before the I don't know what will be the pronouncement of the person that will do that, but
yes.
I will tell them that my own money, I have given it to this man. The money they collected from him, he should refund it, but investigation will reveal all that.
At that point, sir, so you'll be getting... There's a almost guarantee that you'll be getting your... It's been kind of you to have given him the money, so you will get your money back. Okay, what I want to appeal to you, sir, is that in the new year, we'd like to have a one-hour session with you in the studio here because there are many people that have suffered this kind of jeopardy, and those ones have not been lucky to have gotten their money back. You know, we give you a lot of credit from your own hard-earned salary that you had to pay this gentleman. He'll be forever grateful to you. You've made his new year. But in the new year, sir, can we invite you here so that... you can listen to other complaints of members of the public. Would you be happy to oblige us?
There's something I want to say.
Yes.
Anybody that is being arrested by any police officer
yes.
for traffic offense,
yes.
not even task force,
traffic offense.
You know that traffic offense is not criminal offense.
Okay.
And our office is wide open.
Okay, very good.
We are always in the office. If I'm not in my office, the door of my office will not be locked.
Okay.
Somebody will be in my office to represent me. So
okay.
When they bring up this complaint, there are a lot of them that we have solved with, you know, without even knowing them.
Okay.
A lot of them we have solved. So they should not be in the hurry to talk to him. When somebody said he has arrested, you tell him, take me to your office.
Okay.
I first arrested somebody in Ikorodu around 10 p.m. and they called me. I said, they don't even work in Ikorodu 10 p.m. Okay, tell the task officer to the task force officer to bring you to our office at Oshodi.
Hmm.
Probably know what is happening. The police, the according to them, the man that said it's a police officer from task force ran away because they spoke with the chairman task force and he said he wants to see the vehicle in his office. So sometimes when the victim stand is ground, that take me to your office. I want to see your chairman or the next person to the chairman.
Oh, okay,
so
sir.
See that all these things will be.
We are running out of time. I'm sorry I'm putting you under pressure, but in the new year we'll be inviting you for a whole 1 hour session. Okay.
By the grace of God, New Year is just around the corner.
Oh, okay.
We'll see
you. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll leave it at that for now. So that's what we will do. We will leave the issue for now because we are running out of time. It's about 9:50, and therefore, he has agreed to come to, you know, to the studio. We're glad that he, you know, was kind enough to return the gentleman's money to him, and he'll sort out the whatever it is later. I think I have just about how many more minutes? About 5 minutes, so I can take maybe just one or two calls. Don't worry, as soon as we come back from our holiday break, it's probably the first story that we'll handle. Let's pick that call. Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello?
Hi, good morning, Okuchemi.
Morning.
This is Michael Oluwaseun from Jersey in the United States. So
thank you.
I want to pick Chippy.
Oh my God. Just hold on, sir. Hello? Are you still there?
Yes, Uncle Chippy.
Just quickly, please. Yes.
Yes, I want to quickly chip in my own little.
Just go on. Tape. Yes.
So now that you've been able to get the CSP on a radio to tell his own side or their operations.
Mm.
The truth of the matter is, some of these people already know that these actions are going on in that stakeout, that extortion. They know it is going on. Now, he's been able to cough out 100,000 naira from his own pocket. Mm. I wish Mr. Guerrero would take it upon himself to do a follow-up to know what disciplinary actions were taken against that gentleman.
Thank you very much. We've probably been doing that too. Sorry I'm rushing you, but I can just take two more callers and then I'll be out of here. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning, Okuchi.
Morning, quickly.
Okay.
It's not clear. Knock off this one. Please call from a quiet place. Okay, we keep stressing this. Come from a very quiet background. We can just take about one more minute. Hello, good morning. Hello? You better say that one, Day Beach. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes. I have an echo. Oh, my God. Hello? Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
I will remain anonymous.
Just go on, just see what
okay, the truth here is this. The CSP, they have crews running those things. Forget. Mark this word I'm telling you. I'm a smart undercover .. It is their team who are running those things outside. In case if the outside one knocks, then bring him to the inside. They know what they are doing there. Okay. Trust and mark this, I'm telling you.
Okay,
if
thank
you. Watch, when you ask him, will you be able to come? He can't beat his chest and say, okay, I will come. He was not trying to drive you over. These guys have arrested me and they collected Sarah 80,000 naira. Forget. Remember, when you were interviewing him, asking him, will you be able to come in January? Yes, he's so sure that he's not aware that his boys are out there scouting for extortion.
Okay.
If you say, yes, I will come. He will come.
Thank you, Mr. .. Whatever that means. Let's take the last caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Very quickly, please.
Yes, my name is Makai. I'm calling from a satellite town.
Yes.
Okujimi, they have done this thing to me. 40,000 naira, free 40,000 naira they took from me. I cannot give, because of that, I cannot give you the details now, but okay. They have done it to me.
Don't worry, the Oga is coming back in January. And if you are lucky, if you are lucky, you might also get be as lucky as Mr. Guerrero. Okay? We have to knock it off. We have to knock it off here, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank you for listening for the whole year. We'll be on a break for about 1 week or thereabout. And when we do come back, it's a new beginning, but we are going straight into the most crucial part in my own life ever. And that is getting ready for the elections in February. So brace yourselves when we come back. It's going to be full blast. I'd like to thank all of you for listening. I'd like to thank Sheriff. He's not here, but I still would love to thank him. He's been very, very supportive, and everybody here. I'd like to thank Feta, who makes it a duty not to miss at least Diabo me, though she might miss some others. What's Up Lagos comes up. The last What's Up Lagos for the year comes up any minute from now with the culprits looking at me from behind the glass. I'm still selling that my father's house for, if I've brought it down to 10%. Just, all right. A happy new year to you in advance, and see you on the other side of 2023. Bye.